This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, AC Organic Gardening listeners. This is your host, Herrera Day Fry, mom, composter, gardener, bug and worm farmer, horticulturalist, ecopreneur, biocontrol specialist, co-owner of Arbico Organics, and Dr. Bug Lady. I would like to extend a very warm, easy organic gardening welcome to each of you and a heartfelt thank you for tuning in. My guest this hour is the impressive Nancy Addison, and she is a superstar. Talk about amazing. She has done about everything possible to bring about health awareness. And boy, I'll tell you, she's something else. What she has done is remarkable. Nutritionist and health consultant, she's the number one best-selling international award-winning author, radio show host, and lecturer, and has helped thousands of people overcome health disorders. Her books were written after years of research to find a cure for her own health problems. Frustrated with conventional medicine, she embarked on a long course of study into many different healing concepts, including ancient Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, macrobiotics, Mediterranean cuisine, natural hygiene, raw foods, detoxification, and supplement therapy. Incorporating the most beneficial components of each concept into her own system of health and healing, her personal doctor encouraged her, and her personal success inspired her to share it with others. Much more than a diet, Nancy's speeches, radio shows, books, and articles offer a constantly expanding body of knowledge that focuses on the benefits of establishing and maintaining a healthy body, mind, and spirit. It all starts with nutritious food and a healthy intestinal tract. Eating organic, nutrient-dense foods, as well as probiotic, rich fermented foods, and following her principles lays down a foundation for health that is essential to wellness. Her award-winning books, Diabetes and Your Diet, Raising Healthy Children, How to Be a Healthy Vegetarian, Lose Weight and Never Have to Be on a Diet Again, Two Feeding Recipe for Optimum Health, Alive and Cooking, an Easy Guide to Health for You and Your Parents, have received numerous awards and accolades. And now I would like to ask Nancy to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Nancy. I'm so happy to have you on the show with me today. You are amazing.
Hi, I am. Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
You are a superwoman for sure. I mean, as I read about you, I was like, oh, my God, and more and more and more. You have so many awards and accolades, and you've contributed to so many articles, and I'm just, like, bowled over. I mean, when do you have time to – you've, like, lived the life of 10 people already.
Well, I tell you, once you start really eating healthy and feeling great, you have more energy, and this has really become a passion for me. So, you know, so much of this is that I simply just have to do it because I love helping other people.
You certainly do. I mean, your enthusiasm and inspiration just comes through everything you do. I mean, your website is beautiful, and you know, we've got a lot to talk about. I think we could probably do 10 shows because you've done so many things. And I know it all sort of started with your upbringing, with the way that your parents loved to garden, and how you all were interested in food preparation and gardening yourself as kids. Why don't you start off by telling us your background, how you came to love food and health, and I mean, it's a long story, but it's a great story.
Oh, well, thank you. Well, I was born in 1954, and so around 1947, everybody had gardens. It was a worldwide phenomenon because it was after World War II, and people needed food, and it was very common for everyone to have a garden in their yard or patio. And my parents were no different from anyone else. And we happened to be fortunate enough to have a half acre where our house was in Dallas, Texas. And so the whole back of the yard was a big vegetable garden. And then my father, he just had a passion for planting things, and he was constantly planting fruit trees. And part of growing up was working in the garden on Saturdays and helping to weed or helping get food out of the garden for our meals. So we had fresh food. And as I got older, my parents purchased a small farm outside of town, and I would spend weekends out there. And my father is kind of like a Green Acres man. He is a lawyer during the weekdays, but on the weekends he was on his tractor and planting fruit trees and taking care of his garden. And my parents just loved to cook, and there were five of us children. And so it was very common for them to be in the kitchen creating all kinds of really delicious meals. My father had been an only child, and he'd always craved a big family. And so our meals were a huge part of my growing up. Every night we ate dinner together and would discuss what we were doing and different things. But they would also introduce us to new foods, teach us manners. and I can remember that fresh food was so delicious. And, of course, back then they also started these large grocery store chains. And you'd go to the grocery store, and there would be only one kind of potato, or there would only be one kind of corn, or one kind of carrot. And so, you know, you grew up kind of with that. And, of course, they were starting the new processed food after World War II as well. So, you know, things like Uncle Ben's converted rice and breads that were in plastic wrap. And I came from a family that was very close, and so I had some great aunts and grandparents that loved to cook. And so when we would go spend time with them, I can still remember my great-great aunt Catherine teaching us all how to make her bread one day in her kitchen. And so I grew up with a love of food, and it always made me feel warm because that's when the family was. And that in your subconscious, where you spend your childhood and it's surrounded with love, you associate those foods with that, and that becomes your comfort food. And so when I was two, I'd gotten sick, and my pediatrician gave me an overdose of penicillin. And I got gravely ill and ended up in the hospital with blood transfusions and spinal taps and things of that sort, because my pediatrician wouldn't even go to the hospital. And they told my parents I was going to die. And my father, mother just stuck with me, and I did survive, but I had a severe case of acute anemia. So I was craving anything that would give me energy. So as I was growing up, I became quite addicted to sugar. And by high school, I was pre-diabetic, and I had macular degeneration. And my doctor told me then, oh, well, you can switch to these artificial sweeteners. Those will be better for you. So I started having like sugar-free Dr. Pepper as my food of choice. And as I went off to college and moved to London, and I signed up for classes at Le Cordon Bleu and started taking Chinese gastronomy at the University of London, I was on a whole new food adventure, and I was learning all kinds of things. So one of the things I didn't really know about at that time was really what real nutrition was. And as I got into my 20s, and I got married and started a little family, I was still struggling with all of these health situations, like the acute anemia. I've been diagnosed with scoliosis. I have an art degree, so I was doing pottery and teaching blind people pottery, elderly people who'd lost their vision. Most of them with diabetes.
Let's take a quick break, because we have to take a commercial break, but we're going to come right back and talk about the diabetes. So did you listen? Don't go away. We're coming right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at GCNlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Terry, from Everyday Pride. And with me this hour is the remarkable Nancy Addison, who shatters the stereotype about healthy eating. This unique nutritionist cuts through the myths and misinformation about health and nutrition. If you want the straight and honest truth with easy ways to take control of your health and reverse disease, reach her six
award-winning books and cookbooks at www.organichealthylife.com. www.organichealthylife.com. Welcome back, Nancy. We had to take a quick break there about your story, and you were talking about diabetes. So we're going to let you finish because I think it's really important for our listeners to understand your story, how you started off and became very ill and figured out how to get better. And that's what people want. People want optimum health. All of us want to feel good and have lots of energy. So I'd like to have you finish your story.
Oh, thank you. Well, I was at where I was married. I was starting a family. I was still struggling with a lot of health issues like prediabetes, acute anemia. I also had carpal tunnel syndrome really bad in my hand, so bad I had to wear braces on my wrist. And I had developed acid reflux disease, and I was starting to get severe headaches. I had lost quite a few of my family members to heart disease. And my father had had a heart attack when I was in college, but he had survived that. But when my son was 1 year old, My father got diagnosed with cancer and passed away. And I had a epiphany moment when a light bulb went off in my head and I realized he was not going to see his grandchildren grow up. And I'm thinking, okay, we've been going to the doctor like we're supposed to. We've been doing everything we've been told. We've been eating the way they told us and nobody's getting well. And I wasn't getting well. And in fact, here, my father had just passed away, and he was younger than I am right now. And it was right then that my own personal doctor died of cancer, and I thought, okay, this is just not working. And so I hired a new doctor, and I told my husband, I said, okay, I'm going to research nutrition. I'm going to try a new plan, and so let's just see where this takes us. And it was about that time I read a very extensive article in Life magazine that was quite in depth on the new farming practices. And it was how they were giving the animals hormones to fatten them up faster. They were raising them in conditions that were very crowded with no fresh air and no sunlight. And these conditions were so inhumane and so unhealthy that they had to give these animals huge amounts of antibiotics in order to just keep them alive long enough for them to kill them. So I was quite horrified, and I've always been an animal lover, and I just turned to my husband, and these pictures in this magazine were quite graphic of the treatment of these animals. And I said, we're not going to participate in this anymore. We're going to go vegetarian. I'm going to raise the children this way, and we're going to go organic. And my husband was is an environmental trial lawyer. And we were married for 23 years. And so I started learning 33 years ago about the toxins in the environment, chemical fertilizers and pesticides and different things of that sort. And my father had actually, even though he was a lawyer, he had gotten his master's in chemical engineering at Stanford. And I have to admit, part of growing up on our farm is I watched my father experiment with some of these chemicals at the farm, and I have to admit some of the things he did quite horrified me. And so I had some knowledge of certain types of things in my mind already. And then when I started learning more and more about these pesticides, the way all of these different types of vegetables were going extinct and the genetic modification of plants, I decided to join a seed exchange and start my own organic garden. I was also learning about EMFs and electromagnetic field problems. And so I had the electrical lines that went over our yard where our children played buried under the ground so that they wouldn't be affected by these radiation waves from the electrical wires. And this was way before computers. My children are now 33 and 34. But I was quite aware back then of different things in our environment that affect our health. So I told the pediatrician and my doctor, I said, I'm not going to do pharmaceutical drugs anymore. I'm going to try to use food as my medicine, and I'm going to make my own baby food, and I just want you to take our blood once a year and tell me how I'm doing. And in that first year, it was quite remarkable. Everybody was just sure I was going to, my anemia was going to get worse, or my children were going to have a stunted growth or something because I was raising them vegetarian. And in Dallas, Texas, that was seemed as extreme at that time. And through that next year, year and a half, all of my health problems reversed themselves. My diabetes disappeared. My acid reflux went away overnight. My carpal tunnel healed up. My acute anemia went away. I was really quite amazed, and so was my doctor, who had told me she had not learned nutrition in medical school and that she would support me, but she didn't really have any nutrition information for me. So as I was researching this and using my old recipes, I was exchanging different types of grains for the white refined flour that was being used. I was ordering organic food through the mail directly from farms where I was growing it. There was no real grocery store back then that sold what you would call certified organic food today. So as I went on this journey, I reversed all my health situations, and my pediatrician looked at me after a few years and went, these are the healthiest children I've ever seen in my life. And I just knew I was on the path to onto something that was really quite remarkable. And I just continued on that path until eventually my children were in college and all their friends wanted to eat like they did. And they were always calling me and saying, Mom, you know, how do we stock our kitchen? What do? I don't want to get sick. Everybody at school is sick. And I started giving them advice. And so when I was in Greece studying Mediterranean cooking and I was watching this teacher used really unhealthy ingredients, and she had written four or five books, I thought, I know more than these teachers do. And my friend said, Nancy, you need to write about what you know. I said, well, should I write a guidebook for kids in college? She's like, no, you know how to eat vegetarian and write about that. So that's what I did. And so that's how I ended up with all those books, is after I would write one, people would say, oh, but you've got to write one about raising healthy children, or you've got to write one for people with diabetes.
Well, you have come full circle for sure, and we're so happy that you were able to write these books. We're going to take a quick break. We're coming right back with Nancy Andrews.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The death toll in a West Texas shooting rampage increased to 7 as authorities investigated why a man stopped by state troopers for failing to signal, opened fire on them, and then fled. The man shot around 24 people as he drove before being killed by officers outside a movie theater. A 17-month-old girl is among those injured and remains in critical condition. A news conference is scheduled for later today in Odessa.
An already dangerous Hurricane Dorian continues to intensify as it closes in on the northern Bahamas, threatening to batter the islands with Category 5 strength winds, pounding waves, and torrential rain. The National Hurricane Center in Miami said Dorian's maximum sustained winds have now increased to 175 miles an hour with devastating hurricane conditions. Millions from Florida to the Carolinas continue to watch closely on Dorian amid indications it might veer sharply northwestward after passing the Bahamas. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, this is your host, Sherry Ferreira J. Fry. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, environmentally and sustainably yours. With me this hour is author and radio show and podcast host, Nancy Andrews. She's a leader when it comes to organic, healthy living. You can learn more about her, her amazing life and background at www.organichealthylife.com. That's organichealthylife.com. Welcome back, Nancy. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, thank you.
You had such an amazing life, and again, we're so appreciative for everything that you've done, you know, having been through the school of hard knocks and to come all the way back to full health, vibrant health, and to have healthy children. I am so proud of what you've done. One of the things you started talking about, how to be a healthy vegetarian, I know you've written other books that are not about, I think cookbooks that are not vegetarian as well, but tell us a little bit about your vegetarian diet and why you chose that to write this book, not vegan. That's sort of an interesting question because there's so many variations on the diet right now. Some people say, I'm a vegetarian, but they eat chicken, or I'm a vegetarian, but they eat fish. So love to have your input on it. I know our listeners would like to know.
Thank you. Yes. That is a confusing thing for people. I can remember when I first became a vegetarian and we'd be invited over to dinner somewhere and they serve us chicken and I feel like, I told you I was a vegetarian. And I think people got confused because over the years people would just assume meat was only beef or pork. And they didn't think chicken and fish were actually meat, but they really are. And so in the front of my book, I at the very, very beginning, beginning, I do address that and kind of explain what that is. And then a vegan is someone who has no animal products whatsoever. Like, they will even avoid honey because it's from a creature. And I'm an O blood type, and my daughter is an O blood type. And so if you look at the blood type studies, they would say we should be 100% meat eater. But what I found is that people with an O blood type, and we all are different. That's why they used to have people take blood tests in the past before they got married. I have no idea why they don't have them do it now. But different blood types react differently. And I need more protein and more fat in my diet. And so certain things that I do or my daughter does may not necessarily be the same thing that somebody with a different blood type would do. So everybody's different, and I think everybody really needs to listen to their own body. And then also, it was my doctor that really got me into health counseling. And I wasn't even a health counseling back then. She was sending me all of her clients, even doctors that went to her, because they needed nutritional counseling, and she knew how healthy I was from all my blood tests that she would do each year. And she knew I'd been able to reverse all these diseases. So my doctor is actually my biggest fan and started me helping other people. And what I found out is that I've really figured out a lot about the vegetarian diet and why it is so effective. But I've also, being a chef and really experimenting, I've learned certain aspects of certain types of proteins that are vegetarian or vegan that need to be prepared in a proper way, or they're not digestible and they can prevent you from absorbing certain nutrients. And so I think a lot of people avoided a plant-based diet because they didn't know how to prepare it properly. And so that's why I put half recipes in all my books, is because if you know all the nutrition information and you can't fix your food properly, then you're no better off than you were before. And most people really are not preparing vegetarian food properly. And I wrote How to Be a Healthy Vegetarian basically because a lot of people think just because they cut out eating animal products, they're eating healthy. But, you know, a lot of processed foods like Twinkies, for instance, are vegetarian, but they aren't necessarily good for your diet. So my children's friends were trying to eat like them in college and law school, and they were eating pizza and donuts and candy and things like that. So my books all guide people into eating a better diet. And then when I published that book, I had people come up to me and say, well, I'm not a vegetarian. I don't need that book. And yet they would be struggling with all kinds of health problems. And what I realized is they just have this mental block against eating that way. And so in my Raising Healthy Children's book, I have a couple of chicken and fish recipes simply because I wanted people who were not vegetarian to feel all right about buying it. And it really is an effective way of moving people from a very unhealthy diet to a healthier plant-based diet without, you know, pushing at them. And I had a big debate with PETA about this because PETA loves a lot of my books, and they did a big, huge expose on me on their blog eventually, because I told them, I said, you know, most of the people that I counsel are not vegetarian and they don't want to be a vegetarian. And yet they need to eat that way in order to reverse their disease or to be healthier. And so what I do is baby step them over. And as you start educating people on quality and on the value of eating plant-based foods, then you're able to move them in that direction. And over the years, I've found that there were a lot of ranchers in Dallas that would have a whole freezer full of beef when I first met them. But after a few years of knowing me and having meals with me, these men would end up turning vegan and maybe even going raw, and their health would just reverse itself. And it was really really quite remarkable. It's like Larry Hagman. I was Larry Hagman's personal chef and nutritionist when he had throat cancer and diabetes, and he just thrived on this diet. But to, in order to take somebody who is just used to eating meat and potatoes and gravy and moving them over to vegetables, sometimes you have to allow for them to baby step their way over and not be so hard on them, because they don't know if they know until they know it. And one of the things that does convince people to eat more this way is when I was taking plant-based nutrition at Cornell University with T. Colin Campbell, I learned that in his study, the China study and the study before that in the Philippines, he found that when people got over 10% of creature protein in their diet, and that didn't matter what it was, fish, chicken, eggs, dairy, beef, they all act totally different in your body than plant-based food. And that if you get over 10% of animal creature products in your diet, tumors form. And he was quite shocked by this because he grew up on a dairy farm. And that is what I teach people. It's like, if you really don't want to be a vegetarian, if you can at least look at the percentage of creature foods that you're eating and try to limit that, your diet, your health will really improve. And then I also teach them quality. It's a quality show.
I mean, it is remarkable when you think about a plant-based diet, and having a garden, you know, certainly lends itself to a plant-based diet. We go out to our garden and, you know, we pick tomatoes and peppers and we'll pick herbs and come in and make a fresh salsa, you know, and there's nothing more delicious than that. Nothing more delicious than going to your garden and picking and creating something right there, moment after you just picked. So I'm so impressed. Tell us a little bit. What did you have for breakfast this morning? Wait, we have to take a quick break. Let me come back for the rest of that question. If you're listening, we are coming right back, and don't go away.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardeners. This is your host, Sherry Herrera de Fry. With me this hour is the remarkable Nancy Andrews. Her world-renowned books include Diabetes in Your Diet, Raising Healthy Children, How to Be a Healthy Vegetarian, Lose Weight and Never Have to Be on a Diet Again, Two Feeding Recipes for Optimum Health, Alive and Cooking, An Easy Guide to Health for You and Your Parents, have received numerous awards and accolades. For more information about Nancy and her award-winning books, go to OrganicHealthyLife.com. OrganicHealthyLife.com. Welcome back, Nancy. I just asked you right before the break, what did you have for breakfast? I'm curious.
Well, I'm in Costa Rica at the moment, and I'm on about 10 acres that's all organic. And I love to walk around in the morning and get exercise before I eat breakfast. And so one of the things I've been doing lately is I walk around with the dogs around the property and I pick fresh tree-ripened fruit right off the tree. And I have that for breakfast. And I absolutely love that. I get all that vitamin C. I have the nutrients, and tree and vine-ripened food that's not picked green has salvestrols in it, which are natural cancer-fighting, disease-fighting properties. So having the lucky, fortunate time here this summer to do that has been just such a joy.
I'm so happy for you. Costa Rica is an amazing place. What brought you there? Are you just on vacation or just loving it? You must be loving it there.
I am. I will tell you, it was kind of a fluke. I was down here visiting a friend on vacation who had moved here, and she had kept telling me to come visit, and I did. And through a lady I met at her place, connected to another lady, I met this lady who grows the best organic pepper in the world. In fact, the Michelin chefs buy all of her pepper every year. And she needed to go back to Canada for 5 months to take care of some things. And she has an older dog, and she didn't want to leave her dog down at the farm with the workers down there. Not that they wouldn't treat her great, but she just wanted her to have a little more company. And she asked me, and she'd never rented her house before. She said, would you be interested in renting my house for 5 months? And I had actually been to her house and seen it, and knew her to be all organic and it to be a very environmentally sound house. I thought about it a minute and I thought, why not? And my daughter really encouraged me to do that. In fact, my daughter's getting here this evening and we're going to spend a week here together. And so I just decided I've never done this before. And it's been a great experience. And the lucky thing is I've been able to work on my books here so I can work anywhere my laptop is.
Yahoo. What are you working on now, out of curiosity?
I am working on a book about healing diseases, heart disease, autoimmune, cancer. And I'm also working on a vegan book, How to Raise Healthy Vegan Children, because that is the growing trend in the U.S. and the world. The fastest growing group of people in the world is the vegan community, even with the baby boomers, because people are finding out that reverses disease. So I'm addressing the more extreme version of eating vegetarian, which would be vegan, where you aren't supposed to eat eggs and are not supposed to eat any kind of animal product, like honey. So those are two books I'm working on right now, and I'm also working on some things for alcoholics who I feel really need to have a healthier way of addressing what I consider as a sugar addiction. And also a problem with there's a lot of herbicides right now that cause the body to not have certain complex amino acids, that if you don't have these complex amino acids, they cause anxiety and they also cause insomnia. And I think this may be part of the root of why so many people are struggling with depression, anxiety, and alcoholism.
I think you've hit on something. I think you're very correct in what you're talking about, and I'm so glad that you are doing what you're doing. And I know our listeners are too. Let's have you talk a little bit about your what's coming up in the future for you. You're a member of the National Speakers Association, so what events are coming up in the future that people might be able to hear you talk about?
Oh, thank you. I love speaking to groups. That's one of my passions. I love being able to do that. I taught classes on the healing diet at Parker University in Dallas, Texas for 5 years, and all these medical students, most of them use my books as their nutritional resource. And so the natural groceries chain in the United States, they love to have me speak at their grand openings, and they're having a couple of grand openings in Dallas in October that they were going to have the openings in July, but they saved them for me so that I could do them when I return. So in October, I'm speaking in Dallas at some grand openings, doing a couple of cooking classes there. And then the Horticulture Society of New York City wants me to teach them cooking classes up there. So I'm teaching a class in New York City on diabetes diet, their cooking classes. I'm also doing one for elderly and reversing disease. And I'm teaching that one with Mary and Dahlia, who I wrote my second book with, Alive and Cooking. And then I'm also speaking at the New Life Expo and doing a couple of TV appearances. So very excited about October. It looks like it will be a really fun month.
You are a busy lady. It's amazing. What are your words of wisdom for our listeners today? What would you like to tell them?
That when you give the body the right tool, can really do miraculous things. And I've seen people reverse diseases. I've worked with people who sat in front of me and said that they've been diagnosed with rare blood cancer and 2 months to live, and they are still alive today, and they just needed to implement some things. But really, quality is hugely important in preparation of your food, but I also work holistically, so we need to get sunshine without sunscreen. We need to get outside among nature, and we do need to eat quality food that is grown organically, that has nutrients in it, that doesn't have toxic pesticides in it that really can harm your health in many, many ways.
Hear, hear. You know, we've been talking about it in our company for 40 years, and it seems that it took an awful long time for people to swing back to looking at a much better diet, food that actually has nutrition, that tastes good, that makes you feel good when you eat it, and just getting off the whole pesticide treadmill is something that you've done a great job of helping people, along with ourselves, you know, to understand why poisons are not anything for health, just the opposite, and how we do need sunshine and good water, and again, as you stated, organic food. So I'm just delighted that you've been able to do so much. Tell us a little bit about how you counsel people for their health.
Oh, well, I frequently have people connect with me on Skype, and we'll do sessions on Skype where you can look at each other and talk, and I counsel people all over the world. I counsel people in New Zealand and Warsaw, Poland. I've even had a call from Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
But it's really quite effective, and it's just taking someone from where they are and tweaking little things along the way so that they can put it into their lifestyle and make it a habit. And I don't believe in deprivation. I believe in switching out things and replacing them with healthier versions. And I think it makes it easier to adapt to that path. And then as they start feeling better, they really get motivated and inspired to do more. And as they use my book as kind of their resource guide, where they can go back and reread this part or that part, they can really, they just do amazing things. And it's really quite inspiring.
And have wonderful, optimal health. Thank you so much, Ms. Nancy. And we will have another great show next week. Thank you very much. And wishing all of you and your families have a great week.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract? We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.